Hi everyone, my name is Brad, and I want to welcome you to the first video of the Old Testament Survey course. This course is designed to give you an overview understanding of the organization, contents, and message of the Old Testament as a means to grow in your Christian life and as a foundation for your further study of the Old Testament. This first video will address the question of why we should study the Old Testament and what we can hope to get out of it. So, why should we study the Old Testament? I think the first reason is trust, which is also called faith. Now, I know some of you might be going through this material because it's part of a required class. So you're studying the Old Testament because in some sense you trust your teachers and school administrators who've sent you here. And others may have just come across this material, and I've just promised this class will help you grow in your Christian life and give you a foundation for further study. And in that sense, I'm asking you to trust me that this is true. But primarily, when I say trust, I'm referring to your trust in God as the reason to study the Old Testament. You can trust God in His providence that put you in this class or somehow brought you to this material. And most of all, you should realize that the Old Testament is revelation from God, and God is trustworthy in all that He says and does. God has chosen to give us the Old Testament, and He promised that it is life-giving stuff. And we need to be careful not to think the Bible is difficult or irrelevant or boring, and therefore reject it or ignore it. Don't believe the lie that it is not worth the effort to get it. Do we know more than God? Are we smarter than Him? The Old Testament is sacred scripture given by God. Therefore, studying the Old Testament will bring life and refreshing to your soul, because it is from God Himself. It is the very Word of God, the most true and trustworthy rule of all. God has spoken and graciously preserved it for us to hear. It is our primary functional authority for all of life, the only firm foundation upon which to build your life. All other claims to truth and reality will eventually fall away, but the Word of God will stand forever. Now, I hope that by the end of this class, you'll be convinced, because you've experienced the Old Testament, that it is worth your time and effort to know God through the Old Testament. But for now, you might have to take it on faith, and that's okay, because the God who has put you in this class is trustworthy. Now, the second reason to study the Old Testament is to know how to live. The Bible defines right and wrong. It is the only infallible true standard of what is real and right. We can't trust ourselves or our society to define right and wrong, but we can trust the standards that come from our Creator. And we can understand that it is given to teach us how to live. For example, 1 Corinthians 10:6 says, "These things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did." And 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed, and it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Old Testament gives us very helpful instructions on how to live rightly. And the third reason to study the Old Testament is to know real life. The Old Testament is stories of real people like us in real situations that we can learn from. We gain experience through their success and their failure. We learn from their examples because they are real life examples. For example, Hebrews chapter 11 contains many examples of faithful people so that we can imitate their faith. And again, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 contains many warnings from their bad example so that we don't be idolaters like they were. When we read the Old Testament, we can put ourselves in their place. Now, nobody should go around kissing frogs, expecting them to turn into a prince, because that is just a fairy tale. That is not real life. On the other hand, we can expect God to work in our lives in ways analogous to what we see in the Old Testament, because that is not fairy tale. It is real history. And when we read the Old Testament, we see the world as it really is. The Bible is God's description of His world. And we can learn to see all of life through His eyes and with His judgments. Kind of like wearing glasses, we can put on the worldview which the Bible teaches and therefore see our world more clearly and accurately. Is the world some big accident where we pretend to make up our own meaning in the midst of cosmic meaninglessness? Or is the world a purposeful creation of a great and benevolent God who is bringing it to His own purposes, and in which we all have significance because we play a part in His purpose? Now, your answer to this question is going to make a huge difference in the way that you live. And the Old Testament gives the true answer given by the Creator and ruler of the universe Himself. And then the fourth reason to study the Old Testament is to know yourself. Now, I assume we're pretty typical people, and we compare with God's dealing with other typical people. We learn from the common human experience that we share. But there's more. If we are Christians, the Old Testament is our people. It's our heritage. Let me illustrate. I own a book titled The Descendants of William Moore. Now, like the title suggests, it just lists the people related to some guy named William Moore. And I confess, that is a very boring book. Until partway through the book, where I saw my great-grandparents, and my grandparents, and my family. And then, all of a sudden, the entire book becomes more exciting and more interesting because that's my family. And it tells me who I am and where I've come from. In the same way, if you're a Christian, the Old Testament is your family and it's your story. God's plan in the Old Testament is God's plan for us. The Old Testament is the first three acts in a five-act drama in which we are playing a part in the last act. Now, we don't make it up, but we join in an already written masterpiece. And when we know how the previous story goes, we learn who we are and where we fit into God's world. Our lives are brought into comparison with eternal truths. And if we're honest with ourselves, then we see and understand our predicament, which challenges our pride and our plans and our hope in ourselves. But then it gives us real hope in the only one who can truly fulfill hope, because His gracious promises never fail. So you can learn to see yourself through the eyes of the Old Testament, and thus you'll actually see yourself through God's eyes. Thus, you will see yourself truly and accurately, possibly for the first time. If you want to know who you are, find out who God is and what He is doing and how He has included you in His life and plan. Because we are not self-defining. Our culture lies to you when it tells you to follow your dreams, to be whoever you want to be. Jesus loves us enough to tell us to crucify our dreams and our very selves and to embrace His dream and His destiny for us. He says, whoever would keep his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. And that's trading up. God's design for this world and your part in it is so much better than anything you could find on your own. And when we learn from the Bible, we learn who we really are. We find our true identity. And the fifth reason to study the Old Testament is to know God. The Old Testament is His revelation. Its history is His story. God is the hero of the Bible. The Old Testament reveals God's nature and character. We learn that He is faithful and sovereign, gracious and good, strong and compassionate, but He is also holy and just. He is not to be trifled with or disobeyed. The Bible, including the Old Testament, is the Word of God, a divine message from God Himself. If you want to know Him, you will read the Word. Let me read you a quote I saw on a blog a few years ago. It says, "One evening, my atheist friend said, 'You Christians think that God wrote the Bible, right?' To which I said, 'That's a rather blunt way of stating it, but sure.' He went on, 'Here's what I don't understand. I ask Christians all the time if they read their Bible, and they often say, no. Seriously? If I believed I had a book written by God, I would read the expletive out of that book.' Perhaps this is a bit crass, but it's a solid, solid point. If we took seriously the inspiration and authority of the scripture, we would actually read it on a regular basis and commit our lives to its call. If we find that we aren't reading our Bibles, or if we aren't letting scripture be authoritative norm for our lives, then it's possible that we haven't seriously considered what we hold in our hands. As I figured out different ways to explain the inspiration of scripture to my friend, I have found that not only my love for scripture has increased, but also my certainty in its trustworthiness. It is an immensely valuable gift from God." End of the quote. So, if you want to know God, read your Bible. If you want to hear from God, read your Bible. It is a tragedy that some Christians constantly pray and sing, "Oh God, speak to us," but they never open the Bible and hear what God is speaking. And then the final reason to study the Old Testament is to know the New Testament and to know Jesus. Now, Jesus lived hundreds of years after the Old Testament was written, and he's described in the New Testament. So how can we know him by studying the Old Testament? Well, first, Jesus' own mindset came from the Old Testament. The Old Testament was his Bible. It was an integral part of his upbringing and worldview. And for example, when Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, he didn't need to explain that term because everyone in his culture understood it, because the idea comes from the Old Testament. And Jesus did not drop into the middle of nowhere. He came into a people with a history and culture that had been preparing for him for centuries. And all that he said and did makes sense in a worldview shaped by the Old Testament. In Luke 24, 25 through 27, Jesus said to his disciples, "O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures." In other words, when Jesus wanted to explain himself, he explained the Old Testament and how it taught about him. And in John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me." In other words, you don't fully understand Jesus unless you know the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, depending on how you count, somewhere between 1/4 and 1/3 of the verses either directly quote or make reference to the Old Testament. So if you want to know what the New Testament is talking about, you'll know the Old Testament. Let me give you just one example of this in more detail. In Ezekiel chapter 34, God rebukes the leaders of Ezekiel's day, including the metaphor of a shepherd responsible to take care of sheep. God says the shepherds take care of only themselves, not the sheep. They have not strengthened the weak or brought back strays or searched for the lost, and therefore the sheep were scattered over the whole earth. And so God says he is against the faithless shepherds, and he will remove them from tending the flock. And then God promises that he himself will rescue his sheep and tend his sheep because the shepherds failed to do so. And he will set over them one shepherd, his servant David. God will be their God, and his servant David will be prince among them. That's what God said in Ezekiel chapter 34. Now, fast forward to the New Testament. In John chapter 10, Jesus is clashing with the Jewish leaders of his day, and he says, "I am the good shepherd." And he goes on, drawing on what Ezekiel said, to call the Pharisees thieves, and hirelings who steal from the flock. And he claims himself as the good shepherd sent by God who lays down his life for the sheep. Now, if you know the background of Ezekiel, it helps you understand what Jesus was saying in John more clearly and deeply. Now, these then are a brief description of some of the reasons that I'm suggesting we should study the Old Testament. So now, let's just review what those reasons are. Because we trust, to know how to live, to know real life, to know yourself, to know God, and to know Jesus and the New Testament. Now, I hope and pray that you'll find these things become true in your life as you continue to study the Old Testament. So we'll work toward those goals in the next section, where we'll look at how to study the Old Testament well. And I'll see you there. Thanks for watching.